بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الواري المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Previous to this we discussed the introduction of the nine beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then we had discussed the word and the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah, and the name Ar-Rahman and the name Ar-Rahim. Today, inshallah, we discuss the name Al-Malik. The word Al-Malik means the true sovereign, that the only owner of everything is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now, Al-Malik, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require any single person on the earth. No matter how pious you are, how rich you are, or how intelligent, yet every of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally dependent on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for its existence and survival. The ownership that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this world is superficial, it is not real. It is something that, example, a person owns a house today, then there was a time that he was not the owner. And there will come upon himself a time that he will not be the owner. So that's not ownership. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no time, space, limit to the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Al-Malik is a quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that there is no time. It was from ever and it will be forever. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَعَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat of the Quran, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, Allahumma malika al-mulk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of all sovereignty. Everything belongs to Allah. Allah grants whomsoever He wants and takes away from whomsoever He desires. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is malikul muluk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of the kings. So whatever we do have, it's only a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have been given some partial temporary ownership just to show this belongs to Mr. So and so. Therefore, Mr. So and so cannot take it away from him. That is why we have title deeds. We will have our log books or whatever the case be. We considered as owners of things in this world, superficial. We are not real owners of Allah subhanahu of whatever we have in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. That is why when we read Surah Fatiha, man is given this temporary ownership. But the moment he has a sense of entitlement, or he has some, he becomes
proud, haughty about what he owns, immediately the warning is sounded by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which we read daily. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am even the owner of the last day. I am the owner of that day. Which day? Yawmahum barizun, la yakhfa ala Allahi minhum shay. On the day of Qiyamah, when man will be resurrected and standing before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when the earth and the skies and everything will already be into smithereens and nothing will be into in existence. Whatever title deed you had, whatever you owned, everything will vanish. On that day, when even the angel that was holding the trumpet will be ordered to take his own soul, and nothing will be in existence. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the announcement, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. And there will be no person to reply that who is the owner today? Who is the owner? You claimed you had a lot, you had a bank balance, you owned so many things, you were the king of a certain piece of land, and for how long you ruled, and this was your legacy and your dynasty. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out, where's the owners today? Where's your ownership? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. No one is going to answer, because there wouldn't be a soul to even breathe on that day. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself gives the answer, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. All ownership is only mine's. Only belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh rahmatullah Ali, now this is one thing that we need to teach ourselves, remind ourselves, and indoctrinate within our children. There shouldn't be that entitlement in them. As the Shaykh rahmatullah Ali says, I was a young boy. My mother made for me a very beautiful pillow. In those days, it was made for the children, and they used to be happy with it. So my mother made me one, and I had it. So my father was going to sleep. I could see he wanted to lie down. So I quickly ran, and I said, Abba, Abba, I got a pillow for you. Lie down on my pillow. That's all I told my father. Abba, lie down on my pillow. Immediately, his father gave him one shot, and he told him, where's mine from? It's a pillow, it's not your pillow. This also belongs to Allah. So he says, I was a young boy that never struck a chord. What is my father saying? It belongs to me. My mother gave it for me. I use it, I sleep on it. What do you mean, not mine's? He says, only later on in life did I realize the importance of that most valuable lesson of my father. That nothing is mine. That is why sometimes the parent will be in dire need of something, but you handed it over to your son. He's not giving it to you. He says, Papa, you told me it's mine. You said it's for me. Now why are you taking it back? So yes, whatever we have, we need to indoctrinate within them also, teach them that this house that I have belongs to Allah. I'm just looking after it. When we die, then someone else will become the owner. Maybe you, maybe mommy, maybe someone. We only looking after it. We caretakers. Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that our limbs of our bodies, our faculties don't belong to us. The ability to hear, to see, to rationale, your ears, your eyes, your brains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all belongs to Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, you're going to stand and account for it. Whatever I gave you, you're going to account. How do you use your eyes? I gave it to you. I give you your ears. Everything I gave you, how did you utilize it? So why will we will be questioned about something if it belonged to us? Something belongs to me, I don't need to account for it. If something belongs to me, no one can come and ask me, Molana, why are you using your car like that? Why are you driving so fast? It belongs to me, I can do what I want. So why will Allah ask us on the day of Qiyamah? How do we use our faculties and our limbs? Because inevitably, or ultimately, all of this belongs only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hadith appears in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba when Bedouin came. Now this word Al-Malik. Bedouin came, Ja'a Rabiyun ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells Nabi sallam, Fashaka ilayhi al-ju'. He said, Ya Rasulallah, days have passed. Nothing to put into my belly. Days have passed. I haven't eaten anything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately sends a message to all of his homes. Every house. See what's in the house. Whatever there is, even if a kajur there is, to look after this man's belly. He doesn't even have that much. The message comes back. So Nabi Sam tells this Bedouin, Ma wajadtu laka fi buyuti Ali Muhammad shay'an. Oh my brother, I send the message to all of my homes. In every home there's nothing at all to even give you. Forget about me, I can't even give you anything. So eventually Nabi Sam is parishan, worried. This is a sahabi, he's a Bedouin, we need to look after him. Then someone knows about the want of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the desire. He quickly goes, he slaughters a kid, a young goat, and he brings it roasted ready. He says, Ya Rasulallah, this is for you. Nabi Sallam calls the Bedouin, he says, this is for you, not for me. You eat how much you desire. He ate, and he ate to his full. He enjoyed the meal. And then before he leaves, he comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, Ya Rasulallah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this miracle is due to your presence. There's a possibility I may come with the same calamity problem tomorrow. You may not be in existence. Then what do I do? Who do I turn to? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say, no, you know, because of me, my du'as, my miracle. Immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught him a du'a. He says, read this du'a when I'm not around. You'll get it. This is the du'a you'll gain from the treasures of Allah in your time of need and want. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik wa rahmatik fa innahu la yamlikuha illa ant wa inna allaha raziquha. So this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik wa rahmatik fa innahu la yamlikuha illa ant. Oh Allah, I ask of you from your grace and your mercies. No one owns it besides you. I'm asking of you. So immediately he linked the person to Allah, that Allah is the owner of everything. We just means, we just instruments, we mediums in this world. Allah is the sole owner of everything. That's why ulama explain and say that that person who recites this word al-malik, after zawal, it has, we call them mujarrabat. No person can come and ask and say, Mufti sahab, which hadith? I never find this. It's something that worked for someone because of his yaqeen. We got yaqeen, it can work for us. So certain ulama say after zawal, if a person reads the word Ya Malik or Al Malik, Ya, generally when we call out the names of Allah, we put Ya before it. Ya means O. Ya Malik. Generally the word itself, if you look at the name of Allah, it'll have Al Malik. But when we call out, we say Ya Malik. Like Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. But we say Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. So similar Al Malik, we say Ya Malik. Oh, the true sovereign, the real owner of everything. Person recites this abundantly after Zuhr Salah, after Zawal, abundantly. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors of the heavens of sustenance for such a person. A lot and a lot it has to be recited. Allah, but everything is destined from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wants to give, then He will give. So the next name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus, Quds. Quds means pure, sacred. So Al-Quddus, that being who is most pure. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says, Al-Munazzahu anin naqais, Al-Mawsufu bi-sifatil kamal. Is that being who is free from every blemish, fault, deficiency, any problem, any fault. That's Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether it be a partner, an equal, an opposite, wife, children, dependency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all faults. No fault at all can be attributed to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this word, Al-Malik Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus is one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This can be practiced in different places. That person who wants purity of heart and soul and mind. You want purity, Ya Allah. I want my tazkiyah to be made, then to recite Ya Quddus abundantly. Because that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and that being who is the owner of purity, who himself is most pure, when we recite his name of purity, then he pures us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify us. So Ya Quddus to recite abundantly. That is why this is one dua we recite after a witr salah. Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, we practice upon it. That after the witr salah, once we make the second salam, The dua masnoon from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite Subhanal Malikil Quddus. Subhanal Malikil Quddus. Subhanal Malikil Quddus. Three times. Now Al-Malik is there. Al-Quddus is there also. Both these names you are discussing. So recite this three times. Subhanal Malikil Quddus. Three times. And on the third time, Rabbuna wa Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. On the third time, this will be added. So inshallah, once the dua reach a substantial amount, inshallah, to fill a double-sided page, then we will put them down and distribute them, inshallah ta'ala. So Subhanal Malik al-Quddus after Witr Salah. One alim, senior alim, so he says that I don't retire to bed and I don't wake up in the morning until I don't put 70,000 angels on the job. 70,000 angels must do the job. Then I start my day or my night. So people asking, what you mean? You're deputing 70,000 angels. Where you got this from? So he says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that person who recites A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Some narrations say A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. And the last three ayat of Suratul Hashri. The last three ayat of Suratul Hashr. Suratul Hashr is in the 28th juz and para of the Quran. It's the second surah from the beginning and the end of that surah, right at the end of it. There are three ayat. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu alimul ghaibi wa shahada huwa ar-rahmanur rahim. Till the end of the surah, you read this year. Person reads this three times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deputes 70,000 angels to make dua of mercies for this person. Yet day in and day out, we meet people. See, why make dua for me? Person asks you, why any khidmat? Your special du'as. You sent an SMS to a person, your khas du'as, your pious du'as. We're asking people for du'as all the time. Yet the angels are deputed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to continuously make dua for us. Now that person who's got celestial angels and bodies, the angels making dua for us of mercies, what can go wrong in life? If you got the angels making dua for us, who are so pure, ma'soom, there's no sin to their account, never a possibility of disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is the second name that we're discussing for today, Al-Malik Al-Quddus. And the third one is As-Salam. As-Salam, generally we make salam, we say As-Salamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Make salam, As-Salamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. As-Salamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. So As-Salam is that being who is the epitome of peace and mercies, the epitome of peace, As-Salam. That is why As-Salamu Alaikum, peace be upon you. So we take in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sufyan bin Uyayna Rahimullah, he says there are three times when a person is really in need of peace and safety. Three moments in his life. Number one, when a person is born, he leaves the comfort zone of the womb of the mother and he comes into the dunya of deception, of trials, of imtihan and test. And number two, when a person passes away, then he sees things that he never saw before. Now you're going to see the angel of death in his original form. You've seen a different realm and a world. You are in transition now. You're moving on to a different life. So that time a person is very scared, he's worried, he's concerned. You know, a person is crossing borders, he's worried. Yeah, we're not crossing borders. Yeah, we're crossing worlds from this transitory life to an everlasting one. So, and that's the third time is on the plains of Hashar, on resurrection. And that time a person is worried because he can see people helter-skelter and people are worried and concerned. He knows he has to account for every cent, every second, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. So those three moments, birth, death and resurrection, a person is worried. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam discusses the bounty that has been conferred to Yahya alayhi salam. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدْ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتْ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. And peace and safety upon Yahya alayhi salam, the day he was born, the day he will die, and the day he will be resurrected. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلِيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. Isa alayhi salam asked for the same things. that he wanted this peace. And this is that peace that we require. Now, how do we gain in this world? We can never ever be safe in this world if it is not for As-Salam, the dispenser of peace and safety, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that person who grants safety. If it is not for Allah, then that morsel of food when it goes into the mouth, then whoever gives direction to that morsel of food, that go into the right passage, don't go into the air waves, don't go into the passage where I'm breathing from. If it goes there, you can choke, then you can die. Don't go into the lungs, go into the right place, you must go into the intestines. Who's giving directions to that? It's only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who's keeping us with health. Sometimes you feel, you know what, hey, I'm telling you, a split of a second, I would have been involved in that accident. Allah shukr, lucky I got delayed. Look at that car pile up. If I was a little bit earlier, it would have happened. It was this time not to happen. It was As-Salam that had protected you. That name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that protector Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when a person is looking for safety, for security, then this word As-Salam. Now we look through all of the names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there's some benefit of the or the other. You know, some person is looking for safety, some for children, some for wealth, some for health. Everything different. Easiest, every day take out this book, try and learn it off by heart and recite all 99 names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then you got all of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that one sitting of ours. Now in a person, this word As-Salam, how does it become a living reality in our lives? By making salam all the time. You make salam, As-Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. You've taken the name of Allah, As-Salam. When we make salam, we are actually taking the name of Allah. That is why don't make it short form. Salams, salams, salam alaykum. No, As-Salamu alaykum. It's the name of Allah. As-Salamu alaykum. It's As-Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or salams. So we take the full name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala if we want the full benefit of this name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Afshu salama baynakum. Nabi Sallam said, spread salam between yourselves. Spread the salam. And many other ahadith, al-badi'u bis salam, bari'un min al-kibr. That person who initiates the salam, he makes the salam first. Nabi Sallam says, such a person is free from pride because he's taken the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we recite these names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when you take it to heart.